So this is Radharasura Nidhi, and we're starting a new class, verse 56. The title of this verse is the Manjari's Resolute Loyalty to Sri Radha. There are 3 points we will discuss in this verse. First point is that Radhika's maidservants, her Manjaris, are Radha's Kripa, Radha Kripa Patra. They are the objects of Radharani's Vishesh Kripa, special mercy. Second point of the verse is that Krishna rewards Radharani's Manjaris. We heard previously how Radharani awards the Manjaris by giving her personal cloth to Kulam Vibranam and Kanchuka Tate Patam. Radharani gives her own dress to Kulam, to the Manjaris, and she also gives her Choli, Kanchuli, as a reward for their seva. So this that we discussed that previously, and this verse, the second point, will be how Krishna rewards the Manjaris. And of course, the third point, which is the title of the verse, is the loyalty and fixed mind of Radha's Manjaris. Let's hear the verse. Nija Praneshvaraya, Nija Praneshvaraya, Yadapi Dayaniyayam Itimam, Mahushchambit Yalingati Surata Madhya Mariyati Achitram Sehardim Rachayati Tatapi Adbhutagates Taveva Shiradhe Pararasavilase Mamamana Taveva Shiradhe Pararasavilase Mamamana. Translation. And this is the, of course, a Manjari speaking this verse. It's Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati in the mood of a Manjari. So the Manjari is revealing her mind, maybe to another Manjari, or to a Sakhi, or even to Radharani, which we'll hear. So the Manjari says, Kenkari says, although Krishna may softly kiss me, Krishna may embrace me, and Krishna may intoxicate me with the wine of Eros, Madhyati Madhavika, Madhya Madhyati, showing a wonderful treasure of his affection towards me. Why so much affection? Because Shyam knows that I am the object of the queen of his life, life's mercy. In other words, I am an object of Radharani's mercy. Actually, the Manjari is revealing her mind to Radharani. Nevertheless, although this may happen to me occasionally, please, Radharani, hear clearly. My mind always remains and stays and dwells in the wonderful flavors of your lotus feet. So the Krishna, all the chaste and beautiful ladies of the entire universe, beginning from Mother Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi, and Sachi, and Durga, and Parvati, everyone is attracted to Krishna, all the Gandharvas and all the Swarga Devis and the wives of all the demigods, they're all attracted to Vrindavan Krishna, his flute playing, his dancing, his beautiful, attractive, sweet form. And they would all love to be embraced by Krishna and to be intoxicated, surata, surata madhya madhyati, to be intoxicated by the wine, the madhyati, or madhva. Madhyati means intoxicated. He totally intoxicated by enjoying intimate pastimes of Krishna. But they don't get that opportunity, not even Lakshmi Devi. And the Mandris don't desire that at all, and they don't want that. But as a side effect of their loyalty and connection with Radharani, they receive that great treasure that's hankered for and desired by every beautiful lady in the universe. The Bhagavatam describes it when Krishna plays, even the gopis are saying, Krishna, you probably don't care about us, we're simple village girls. Because simply by vibrating your flute, you simply vibrate your flute, and you can attract your sweet smile and your loving glances, and that beautiful, melodic, sweet, soft song of your Bansuri Gan, your Murli, attracts every single woman in the universe. Not only every single woman, but every single living being, mobile or immobile, is attracted. You can turn on that. Is attracted. So now the Manjaris, they are thinking, Radharani, this may happen where Krishna will embrace me and kiss me and intoxicate me with Surata. But actually, he's only doing that because I'm your surrendered maidservant. And why is he doing it? We'll find out. Then the Manjari is saying in the verse, actually, all I really care about is Pada Rasa Vilas. That's the ras I want. The Rasa Vilas, I want to relish the vilas or the pastimes of serving your feet. That's, to me, my mind is always there. Chanting Harinam loudly with, this is another translation of this verse, excuse me. Rather, the Manjari is confessing or revealing her mind to Radharani after something happened. Usually if you're some sister, if you're the younger sister and your older sister's boyfriend embraced you or kissed you, you probably wouldn't tell your sister. You'd keep that private. But they'd tell everything to Radharani. Radharani, listen, this maidservant, another translation, Nija Praneshvaraya Yadapi Dayaniyeyam Iti Imam. Oh. Mahush Chumbit Yalingat Lingati Surata Madhya Madayati. Vichitram Snehardam Rachayati Tatap Yadbhutagates. Taveva Shirade Padarasa Vilase Mamamana. Verse 56. The Manjari speaks to Radharani. Listen, O Radhika, O Shirade, this maidservant of yours, this Kinkari, Manjari, she is the object of mercy for the mistress of my life. Oh, I see. Excuse me. This translator is taking a different idea from this verse. Huh. He's saying that this first part of the verse is spoken by Krishna. Krishna is telling Radharani. Or no, I actually a little confused. Because the translation is like this. So the Manjari meets Radharani and she says, listen, this is what Krishna was thinking. He was thinking, oh, who? I see this maidservant, this Kinkari. This is Radharani's Palyadasi, her Kinkari. This maidservant is the object of mercy for the mistress of my life. Thus thinking like this, Shamsundar then kisses me, embraces me, and makes me go wild by the honey wine of intoxicating amorous love. Surata Madhya Madhyati. Madhya means horse wine or honey wine. Behaving with a most astonishingly variegated increase of special loving affectionate attention toward me. Yet still, Sri Radhe, my mind remains absorbed only in the amazing rasa pastimes of your wonderful lotus feet. So whatever happens to the Manjari, like, because Krishna, everyone is Krishna's servant, and everyone is controlled by him, and everyone is enjoyed by him. So if he wants to embrace or kiss a Manjari or enjoy with her, he may, on a rare occasion, do that. But even then, the Manjari is thinking of Radharani. So the 3 points of this verse, the title of the verse, 56, is the Manjari's loyalty to Radharani. And this is an extreme example of loyalty. But first is that we said there's 3 points. The Manjaris are Radhakripa Patra. They're the objects of Radharani's mercy. And Krishna rewards Radharani's Manjaris. Not only does Radharani reward them, but Krishna rewards them. Then the loyalty and fixed mind of Radha's Manjaris. The first point, Radhakripa Patra. The Manjaris or maidservants are recipients of Radha's mercy. Sripad is glorifying Srimati Radharani as the controller of Krishna's own life. Nija Praneshwarya, Yad. So this Praneshwarya, Radharani is a Nija, Krishna's own life, Radharani is controlling. She's the queen and empress of Krishna's life heirs and pancha pran, because pran means the pancha pran, the very life heirs which sustain our existence in this body. Praneshwari Radha, Nija Praneshwarya. So there's two words in the beginning of the verse which glorify Radharani. Nija Praneshwarya, Anapi Dayaniyayam Iti Imam. Because when Krishna sees the Manjari, he looks and says, oh, this Manjari, this Kinkari, she's a servant of my Praneshwari, and she's a servant of she's a Dayaniya. She's worthy of charity. She's worthy of my pity. So now, Radharani is Krishna's Praneshwar, just like Radharani says that Krishna is my Prananath in the Shikshastakam. Says my Lord Chaitanya and Radha Bhava is praying, oh, Krishna is my Prananath. And Radharani's, Krishna's thinking, oh, Radharani, you're my Praneshwar, my Praneshwari. Praneshwari Radha, Nija Praneshwarya, and Dayaniyayam. In other words, means daya, like you say, doya moy, parama kruna pahundu jana, nitai doya moy, this means dayaniya. So the Manjaris are worthy of compassion or kindness because the Manjari is the object of Praneshwari Radharani's mercy, her doya. And we see, doya means compassion, mercy. So there's a village in Navadvip near the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya on the bank of the Ganga, and it's called Nirdoy. when it's a very tragic moment, especially for Vishnupriya, they have that bhajan in the Dameshwar Mahaprabhu temple in Navadvip, where they're worshipping the personal deity of Vishnupriya Devi, Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, by himself. Jaya Sachi Nandana Gora Hari, Vishnupriya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. So Vishnupriya Prananath, Gauranga was the Prananath for Vishnupriya, as Shyam is the Prananath for Radha. And Vishnupriya was the Praneshwari for Gaur, as Radharani is in the Praneshwari, Praneshwari Radha is the Praneshwari, or queen of Krishna's life heirs, Panchapran. So at the age of 24, after only 4 years of marriage, Vishnupriya became married when she was 10 years old. When she was 14, Gaurasundar, who was 20. He got married when he was 20 to Vishnupriya. So after 4 years of marriage, he left, took sannyas. Very tragic, sad moment for Shachimata, Ishan, and everyone in Navadvipa. But he ran early in the morning before Vishnupriya woke up. Probably she didn't sleep that night, because she knew they met the night before. He ran to the Ganga, and he jumped in the Ganga, and he swam north. He's a very good swimmer. You hear about in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya used to swim with the alligators and with the dolphins. No problem. He used to grab the alligator's tail and ride them like a surfboard, you know, like some kind of water boat type thing. And no problem. Everyone on the shore, Nimai. So he swam all the way to Katwa and took sannyas from Kesha Bharati Maharaj. And at Shachimata, when she woke up and found Nimai gone, everyone went crazy. Nimai, Kotai, where is Nimai? And they went running out of the house, and Ishan, everyone, where's Nimai? And they ran everywhere, and they went to the Ganga, and they found one village there, near the Ganga, which is near their house. And they said, oh, listen, Vasis, residents of this village, Nadia Vasis, have you seen our Gaurasundar? Have you seen our Shachinandan? Have you seen our Nimai Pandit? Surely he must have come here and gone in the Ganga and swam to Katwa. Have you seen him? So they all said, we don't know. We don't know anything. Because when Lord Chaitanya jumped in the Ganga, he saw anyone he saw on the bank, he said, be quiet. Don't tell anything. So all those people in this village, they said, we don't know. We didn't see any Gauranga. There's so many fishermen are up early in the morning. So many sadhus, Brahmins are up very early bathing in Ganga. At the same time, Prataklila and Pratakal, about 6:30 in the morning, just after sunrise, Mahaprabhu ran away. Gar Chordye, sannyas, Labhyate. He took sannyas. So that the name of that village is called Nirdoy. Nirdoy means, Doya means compassion or kindness, no compassion. But here in the Leela, Radharani is very, very compassionate, Doya. So Krishna knows that so he's, when he meets this Mandri, he's actually glorifying Radharani and glorifying the Mandri's fortunate position. He says, Nija Praneshvarya, Yad Api Daya Niyayam Itimam. You are the Niyayam, you are the Nivas. O Mandri, you're the Nivas, you're the recipient. You are the Radha Kripa Patra. Radha Kripa Patra means the recipient. You are the Nivas, the resident, the recipient of Radharani's compassion, Doya. And you are that servant, you are that lucky, fortunate servant of my Praneshwari, Nija Praneshwarya. I'm so thrilled to see you and to meet you and find you here in this lonely place. So this is the point of this first point we're discussing, Radha Kripa Patra, how the Mandris are the that this word is indicating that Radhakripa Patra, Daya Niyayam means that they're the objects of Radharani's compassion. So Radharani displays her mercy and her love toward her protected maidservants, her kinkari, Mandris, in every possible way. When we hear about everyone has heard that Radharani is Karunamayi, compassionate. And everyone comes to Vrindavan and they take shelter of Radharani. You can see on this BBT folio, if you look up Jaya Radhe or Radhe Radhe, it's very nice. You'll see where Prabhupada is speaking sometimes. Not a lot, but a few times where he's saying, yes, people here in Vrindavan, they are all taking shelter of Radharani and chanting Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. I remember in this light, which I've spoken before, I was serving in Prabhupada's rooms, and once I was visited there in 1990 by Srila Satsarup Das Goswami, one of the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada from 1966 in New York, Sat Swarup. I think most people have heard. He wrote the biography of Prabhupada, famous devotee. So he came there, and I was inside Prabhupada's rooms in the kitchen where the Saivite lives. And someone knocked on the door to Prabhupada's kitchen, and I said, "Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe." At least that's what everyone says in Vrindavan. And then the door opened up, and then someone very shyly and humbly looked in, and I said, "Oh, Maharaj." And then he was my sannyas guru in ISKCON. So I said, "Welcome, swagatam, please come." So then he was smiling and he's laughing. He said, "Actually, you know, when we came, once Prabhupada was here, of course, before ISKCON. But then at another time in 75 or 76, a couple times Prabhupada was staying in his new quarters in Ramanreti later on after ISKCON. 1975, 76, and he told Hari Sauri, he said, "I want to spend one night or so in my old rooms at Radhadamodar." So at that time, Satsarup went to visit Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was in his kitchen, and Satsarup Maharaj knocked on the door, and Prabhupada said, "Radhe, Radhe." So this is very nice. And this is a sweet, intimate side that is not part of the official party line, but I was told this directly, Radhe, Radhe, directly, ladies on this side over here. I was told this directly by Satsarup Das Goswami. Here, you can sit here, it's okay. Or, I don't know. You want a chair? She want a chair? Anyway, this is a very sweet interlude, anecdote of Srila Prabhupada. He stayed there for one night, and Satsarup went to visit Prabhupada in his kitchen, or maybe in his bedroom, probably his bedroom. He knocked on the door, and Prabhupada said, "Radhe, Radhe." So when I was there, like 15 years later, 1990, 75, 85, 90, and then I was staying there in Prabhupada's rooms, and Satsarup came to visit me and knocked on the door, I said, "Radhe, Radhe." Then he told me this exchange he had. Obviously, it's not in Lilamrita, I never saw. But many things are not there. So this is a special treasure I have and a very fond memory. So the idea is that everyone knows we're talking about Dayaniyayam. Dayaniyayam, Doya, compassionate, kindness, Karunamayi, Radha. These are the things we're talking about. This is the first point, Radha Kripa Patra, that Radharani is a recipient of Krishna's mercy. But the Mandris are recipients of Radha's mercy, and Krishna's recognizing that when he meets one. So then I gave examples of how everyone comes to Vrindavan. Prabhupada says in Vrindavan, people come here and chant Radhe, Radhe, trying to get the mercy of Radharani. They don't so much aspire for Krishna's mercy. So in the context of this verse, Krishna recognizes all that, and then what does he do? He meets a Mandri one day and says, "Oh, you're the servant of my Praneshri, of my queen, the Lord, the mistress and empress of my life heirs. And you're that, and you're also the Dayaniyayam. You're the abode and recipient of all Radharani's compassion. You're so intimate, so confidential. And so let me embrace you. Let me reward you. Because what can I give you? I appreciate you. I'm very grateful to you, and I'm very honored that you're in Radharani's entourage and her maidservant, such a good one at that. So I embrace you and I kiss you and we enjoy together. At least I can do something." So then the Manjari comes and tells Radharani, "Oh, this thing happened." He said like this and like that. First, she wants to report not so much what happened to her. It's an amazing thing, and it happens very, very less. That's what's telling here. This is the first point. And the other point, the theme of the verse, the title of the verse is the loyalty of the Manjaris towards Radha. And that will be indicated here and shown here in this pastime. So here, the Manjari is saying, listen, Radharani, hear how Krishna glorified you. Because that's one of the 16 sevas of the Mandris, is to glorify the lover to the beloved and the beloved to the lover. So here, the Manjaris are they're telling Radharani how Krishna is glorifying her. Oh, I met Shyam today in the path, and he said that Nija Praneshwari, that you, Radharani, are his very Praneshwari. So don't think that he's attracted to Chandravali, or don't think that he doesn't love you. You're his life heir. He can't live without you. You're inside of him. You're moving up and down as one life heir. You're moving around. You're moving. And life heirs are moving in different directions. There's pancha pran, five heirs, apan, udan, pran, and they go like circular. Apan goes down, and if it doesn't work, then you can't. Your bathroom function is problematic because of apan. And then there's udan, apan, pran. So these are controlling the functions. So you're the whole essence of his life. Oh, really? He said that? Yes. He said, you're Nija Praneshwari, that he met me and said, oh, you're, and then he said to me, he said that he glorified your Karuna and your Daya. He said, Dayaniyam. He said, oh, you're Dayaniyam. You're Radha Kripa Patra. You're Radha Kripa Patra. Patra, you are the recipient of Radharani's Daya and compassion. Not me. Sometimes she won't meet with me. She won't talk to me. She's Nirdoya with me. She's Nirdoya, means no compassion. Nir means no. She's no compassion, no kindness to me sometimes, especially under the inducement or encouragement of Lalita. But you're the Dayaniyam. So I want to reward you. So the Radharani, she shows her mercy and her love towards her Manjaris in every possible way. What does the word Sakhi mean? We say Sakha, the coward boys are called Sakhas, and the coward girls are called Sakhis. So Sakhi means friend. But okay, there are so many friends. But in Sanskrit and Hindi, there are so many words to describe friends. Mitra, Mitra, Bandhu, Sakha, Sakhi, many more that I can't remember. But so the Sakhis means not only friend, but a heartly friend, a fully trusting, clear-hearted, confidential, dearer-than-life friend. Now that's hard to find. If you want to find such a friend, you have to go to the spiritual world. And we're going there to find Dinabandhu. We're all chasing after Dinabandhu. It means the friend, Bandhu. A friend of the poor. We're poor. Why are we poor? Because you don't have the wealth of prema. And Ramananda Roy had his discussions with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Rajmundari in South India, Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 8. Mahaprabhu asked a series of religious dharmic questions on sadhana sadhya. He said, who is a wealthy person? Mahaprabhu asked, who is a wealthy person? Bill Gates, Ambani, or someone like that, Rockefeller, some whatever. He said, no, a wealthy person is one who has Krishna prema. So therefore, we're Dina Bandhu. Dina means poor. So he's a friend of the poor. Krishna's a friend of the poor. So we're chasing after him and chanting his name, begging for prema. Prem Bhikari, Prem Bhikari, Prem Bhikari. We're bhikshus, we're beggars of Prem. We're begging for mercy. When we say, oh Vaishnava, please give me mercy. Oh Gurudev, please give me mercy. Oh Radha, please give me mercy. Oh Krishna, please give me mercy. What are we actually saying? We're saying, please give me your love. Please give me Prem. Prem Dedo, Prem Dedo. Give me love. Because that's what we're missing. And that's what the Atma is desiring. The true, one singular desire of every Atma is love. If you have love, transcendental love, automatically you have happiness. If you have transcendental love, prema, Krishna prema, you have peace. If you have transcendental love or Krishna prema, you have satisfaction. If you have Krishna prema or transcendental love, you have perfection. and you have the greatest wealth attainable in the entire universe. Krishna Prem. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Puma means person, art means wealth, object, value. And Krishna Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is the greatest wealth. So the Manjaris, they are that type of, they're Sakis. What type of Saki? They're called Nitya Sakis. There's Sakis and Nitya Sakis and Pran Sakis and Priya Sakis and Parama Preshta Sakis. So there's five different kinds of friends of Radharani. Like you might have five types of friends. You have your sister, she's a friend. Then you have a girlfriend in school, and she's a friend. Then you have some relative of yours, a cousin, she's a friend. But they're all different levels. They're all, you say, oh, she, my sister's my friend. She's my Saki. Oh, and the girl in the temple, she's my friend. Oh, and I have a girl in Russia, she's my friend. But they're not all one. They're all one in category. They're Sakis, they're friends. But the variation, the difference is in intimacy, trusting. Yeah, she's my friend. There's one girl in the temple, she's my friend. Well, she's your friend. Will you trust her with anything? No, no way. Never. She's my friend, though. She'll help me, I'll help her, but there's a limit. Well, is there anyone that you really, really trust and have full confidence in? Yes, there's one. It's my younger sister. We grew up together, and no matter what anything, she'll keep with her, and she's my best friend. You know, we have this term, she's tied up, she's not going to dance. She's okay. That's very good. That's nice. Everyone's fully conscious of Radharani, more than me. So we have this term, I think so, maybe in your language, best friend? Friend, good friend, best friend, do you have? In Spanish, of course. Yes? Naturally. Common sense. Everything is in hierarchy or degree. Wealth, friendship, beauty, knowledge. Everyone's not beautiful. There's so many degrees, gradations. 1% beautiful, 99% ugly. 10% beautiful, 90% wealthy. It's like this. So now Lalita Sakhi is a very good friend of Radharani. But Vishakha is a better friend. Where does Vishakha stand on the altar? Next to Radha or Krishna? Next to Radha. Because she's her bosom friend. But this means bosom or chest. She's a best friend. Trusted friend. She's Vishakha. No branch. Shaka means branch. Bahu Shaka Yanantascha. Krishna's telling Gita, this brain, this intelligence, is many branched. I want to do this, I want to do that. Vyavasayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kurunandana. Bahu Shaka Yanantascha Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. He says, the one who's fixed in Krishna consciousness and the sadhana and sadhya of Krishna Bhakti, Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti, he's fixed in the line of sadhana and the sadhya, the goal. Then his mind is Ekeha Kurunandana. His mind is Eke, Vyavasayatmika, Vyavasa. It's fixed in one place. But if we're not fixed on the sadhana, the practice of Krishna consciousness, then the sadhya, the goal, clearly defined, clearly understood, and practicing and moving directly in that direction on the proper path of sadhana to attain the desired proper objective or goal, prayojan or sadhya, then Bahushaka Yanantascha Ananta. Bahushaka Yanantas. There's no end to the many, many branches in our mind. So Vishakha is no branch. She's no difference in that Radharani. Vishakha is born on the same day as Radharani. Radhastami is Vishakhastami. Radharani's born at noon, 12 o'clock. Vishakha is born at 12 o'clock. And Radharani's born in Barsana Dham. And Vishakha is born in Varsana Dham, nearby, some small Chota Gaon. But just like we say, this is District Mathura District. It's called District Mathura. There's so many villages, Vrindavan, Ral, Mukarai, Varsana, Nandagram. They're all in the district of Mathura. It's called Mathura Mandala, Jrasi Kosh. We say Braj Mandala, Mathura Mandala. So Barsana is one large kingdom. Then there's Nandagaon, one large kingdom, district, Nandagram district. And that's under the jurisdiction of Nanda Baba. So many, like we have the DM, district magistrate. He's in political in charge of all this area. So Nandagram, all so many little villages around Nandagram. So who's in charge there? There's Nanda Baba. He's the king. Then you go a little bit north, about 10 kilometers or so, up the road, Uttardig. Then you come to Nandagaon, Jai Shri Radhe. And Nandagaon, that's Nandagaon. Then you go to Barsana, north of Nandagaon is Barsana. And in that kingdom there, the king is Vrishabhanu. And there's so many villages there. There's like Chiksoli is there, Raholi, and Dabaro. And many, many villages. And the Sakis are born at different villages. Nalita Sakis born in Unchagaon, and Rangadevi is born in Dabaro, and Rahauli, and Anjanakot, and Chiksoli. Chiksoli is where Chitra Sakhi. So Vishakha is so near and dear. So they're Sakis. But this particular description of Sakhi, the Nitya Sakhi, the Manjaris, this applies only to them. Now we'll repeat it so you understand how special type of Sakhi the Nitya Sakhi Manjaris are of Radharani. Because we're saying, the verse is saying, this is verse 56. It's saying, Nija Praneshvare Yad Api Daya Niyeya Mittimam. Krishna's meeting a Manjari one day and saying, You are Radharani's Daya Niyeyam. Nivas, Daya Nivas, Niyeyam. You are the recipient, Radha Kripa Patra. Recipient of Radharani's kripa, her dvaya, dvaya moy, her compassion and kindness. And you, nija praneshvari, nija becomes, e becomes ya, nija praneshvarya yad. You are the maidservant, handmaiden of nija, my own praneshvari Radha. So that sakhi, that manjari, that's, she's a sakhi. What is the definition? She's a friend, a heartly friend, a fully trusting, clear-hearted, confidential, dearer-than-life friend. These are the Manjaris. That's Radha's Sakhis, especially her Prana and Nitya Sakhis. Radha's Kinkaris, Manjaris like Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, little softer, please. Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. Sometimes Radha shows special mercy to her Manjaris by... Oh, this is nice. Sometimes Radharani shows special mercy to her Manjaris. This is a very interesting point we heard in that class also, that there's something called Krishna's Prasad and Radharani's Prasad. When Krishna takes his bhog, actually it's Narayan Prasad, but he takes Narayan, when he takes Prasad in Nandagaon, it's already offered to their guard Thakurji, Lord Narayan, the Ishtadevata of Nandababa and Nandagram, and all the cooking of Radharani. He takes all of that, and then Dhanishta Sakhi, who is Krishna's Sneha Adik, and also Radharani's servant too, she collects many of the remnants of Krishna, his sweet sabjis, puris, samosas, savories, namkeen, all those things, hundreds of things. And she collects them and keeps them to give to Radharani. So now, after Krishna retires to his bedroom, after taking a prasadam, he walks 100 steps, says in Govinda Lilamrita. He takes his breakfast, then he walks 100 steps, he takes some tambul, pan, sapari, maybe called sapari, tambul, pan, and then he takes 100 steps for digestion, then he goes in his room and he lies down, and Vishalaksha and Patrak and different servants, they fan him, fan Krishna, and give him some tambul, and he relaxes after eating. Then all the Sakhis and Mantris, they go to a nice place, and Yashoda says, "Oh, listen, Sakhis, you sit down and take prasad now. You cook so nicely. You're so tired and fatigued from all that cooking. Now you take prasad." So she arranges to serve them. So Radharani calls all the Sakis and she says, come, come. So all the Sakis, Ashta Sakis, they sit together with Radharani and they take Krishna's remnants. The Nishtha Sakhi comes, oh look, I have Krishna's sweet rice, and they mix in the sweet rice and they give out, I don't know if they mix in, but they distribute Krishna's remnants to Radharani and she gives to her Sakis. And the Sakis are very happy. After they finish, then they go and rest and here and there in their own places in Nandagam. Then Radharani calls the Manjaris and she says, oh, Dinishtha, listen, now send the rest of this to all my Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, etc. So at that time, Radharani, then she has something special called Radha Prasad. And Radharani's Prasad, she never gives to the Astasakis. This is special mercy only for the Manjaris. Because it's kind of like etiquette. Just like if someone, like a godbrother, doesn't give his remnants to another godbrother. He can say, oh, this is Gurudev's Mahamahaprasadam, or this is Shyam Sundar's Mahaprasadam, but he can't say, oh, here, Prabhu, I saved some of my remnants. That's a big offense. Because he's Prabhu, because you're his servant, not that he's your servant. But the Manjaris, so that Sakis, Radharani can't give her remnants to her equal sisters, but to her servants, her maidservants, she can. So this is another speciality of the Manjaris, Kinkaris. Only the Manjaris get Radharani's remnants. It's very, very special. And not only do they get the remnants of Radharani, but they get some, which the Sakis, other Sakis like Parma Prasya Sakis and Priya Sakis don't get, but they also get the remnants of Radha Krishna Yugo. Because Krishna takes some tambul and he relishes it, the Bhatika, Sopari, then he gives to Radharani. And then sometimes Radharani shows her special mercy to her Manjaris by calling them and saying, listen, let me see your right hand. So the Manjari doesn't know, oh, why Radharani wants my right hand? Because I don't think she wants to read my fortune, because lady's fortune is in their left hand. So when you get your palm read, lady gets her left hand read, man gets her right hand. So the Manjari thinks, Radharani wants my right hand. Why does she want my right hand? I don't know. So then Radharani says, here, put it by my mouth. Then Radharani spits into the Manjari's hand some of her pond remnants. She'll never do that with the Lita Sakhi or Vishaka. Impossible. And that pond is not only Radharani's Mahaprasadi, it can be just that, which is a great fortune and reward. This is a reward, Radha Kripa Patra. The Manjaris are the Dayaniyam. They're the recipients of Radharani's compassion, kindness, and love. And this is a clear example. It's not just, oh, I'm receiving Krishna's mercy, I feel it. No, that's nice, and we feel it. But when we get the Mahaprasad, then we really feel the mercy. The mercy is tangible and intangible. Compassion is something tangible and intangible. In other words, oh, the mother is very merciful for her children and compassionate. So that's a quality. It's intangible. You can't touch it. But she also embraces her children and she speaks to them and massages them. And so that's an physical expression, or tangible. Tangible means touching, of her quality of compassion. So the Manjaris are always moment to moment being blessed and encouraged and maintained by Srimati Radharani. But here she directly, she spits Krishna's Mahaprasadi pan directly into a faithful Manjari's eager hand. And as we heard previously, sometimes Kishori rewards her maidservants with her own personal clothing, prasadi, kanchuli, or jewelry, or gunjamala. Sometimes Radharani takes a Manjari to a private, secluded cave in the mountains of Barsana, like Gavarvan. Gavarvan is between Chiksoli Gram and Morkutir and Mandkutir. And it goes, and then goes all the way up that side there, that valley and that mountain. It goes up to the palace of Radharani. That's called Gevar, Gevaravan. Gevaravan, the word Gevar means kundali, or kundan, whatever. It means cave, like a gufa, a cave. So sometimes in Barsana, when Radharani's visiting there, every year she spends 3 months in Barsana with her mother and father. This is even today. Oftentimes the wife leaves her husband and takes her children and goes to her father's house and mother's house. So that was going on in Krishna's time, and it's still going on. It's the because sometimes the housewives need a break from the mother-in-laws, so they go away. So they're there in Barsana, and at that time Radharani takes some mantris to a cave in Govardhan. Then she teaches her a beautiful love song, Prem Sangeet, that Radhika wrote herself. This is very nice, very wonderful pastime. So Radharani, try to imagine Radharani taking you, singling you out, say, hey, oh Mandri, oh Navadasi, oh new Mandri, Navakinkari, oh Navakinkari, whatever your name might be, Preeti Mandri or whatever. Come with me. You just come with me. Say, where are we going? Just come. And Radharani walks out of the palace, Barsana, and then she, can turn it up a little bit, one higher number. It's maybe two, and maybe put it three. Maybe that, yeah, that's good. Yeah, thank you. So she says, hey, Mandri, hey, Navadasi, Navamandri, come with me, come. So the Mandri is very excited. You can imagine. Imagine if you're sitting in the temple somewhere and your guru comes to visit that temple. And you're just sitting in the temple chanting japa in front of the deities. And then your Gurudev walks in the temple and he says, hey, Brahmachari, what are you doing? I'm Gurudev, I'm chanting japa. Okay, come with me. I said, well, you know, he's thinking, where are you taking me? Where are we going? He said, come with me. Take your beads. Oh, I have some service to do. Forget about it. Come with me. I am the object of your seva. So come with me. And then the Gurudev says, you know how to drive? And you say, yes. He said, all right, come. And you get in a temple car. And he says, no, you. And he gets in. He said, you drive. He says, okay. He started driving. He said, do you know any nice park around here? Any good park? He said, yes. So then you drive to this park. And then the guru says, yeah, I want to walk here. So then you're thinking, wow. You know, then you're walking along in the park, and the guru sits down, and he says, sit here next to me. But you try to sit on the ground. And then you sit on the ground underneath the bench that your guru is sitting on. And the guru says, no, you sit on my left side. So then he starts speaking to you. He says, so, how do you feel in devotion, this, that? And then you feel so much amazed that you are specially singled out and so much mercy received from your Gurudev, only you, and some special talk and some encouragement. And so imagine now the Mandri's there serving Radharani in Boma Vrindavan. She's just entered there. She's a Siddha, now a Sadhana Siddha Mandri, Sadhana Siddha, attain perfection in Sadhana. And Radharani one day says, hey, Mandri, come with me. Takes her into a cave and says, listen, I'm going to teach you a song. It's a love song which I wrote myself. I wrote this song myself. So who can write a better love song for Krishna than Radharani? Prem Geet. Prem Geet. We have Pranaya Geet and Vira Geet. Gopi Geet. So many Geets are there. So then, later, now this Mandri memorizes this song. She practices it in her spare time. She practices singing this song. And then later, some night in a kunja, after Radha and Krishna finished the Ras Leela in Vrindavan, Radharani may indicate by a Kripa Kataksha, by a wink of her eye, she may wink at that mandri, at that favorite mandri, indicating that, yes, in that wink, that move of her eye, Radharani is indicating to that mandri, now, remember? Remember that love song, Prem Gita, I taught you? Prem Gan? Now you sing that. This is the appropriate time. Now you sing that. So then she starts reciting and singing that song for the satisfaction of Shamsundar. At other times, sometimes while running quickly down the forest path to a rendezvous with Vamshidari in a Sanket Kunj, Radhaji becomes exhausted and her tender feet start hurting. So she stops for a second on the forest path. At that time, her beloved Manjari gives a very wonderful, soothing, and invigorating massage to Ishri's lotus feet. You know the art of massage, and pressing and rubbing, and then there's so many pressure points, acupressure points in the feet and the big toe, and you press here and there and relieves all the tension and nerves and stimulates the body. So the Manjaris are expert at it's called Padasamvahan. Padasamvahan means massaging the feet, taking care of the feet. So the oftentimes you see that the speciality of a particular mandri, the Gurudev, the Guru at the time of initiation, when the Guru is giving the mandri Ekadash Bhav, the identity of the sadhaka and his siddhadeha, he will say, oh, your seva is, so many sevas, but your speciality is assisting and cooking with Radharani, or your speciality is grinding chandan, sugandhi chandan, very fragrant chandan, and all varieties of chandan, red chandan, white chandan, so many types of chandan. Or your seva is padasamvahan, or massaging. So this mandri has rendered a very important service. Feeling relieved and refreshed, Srimati is very pleased and happy with her mandri. So what does she do? Radharani rewards her mandri with a kiss and a loving embrace, which intoxicates that mandri with bliss. Because sisters, you know, they embrace and they kiss each other like your mother kisses you. That's a very amazing scene. And then, and what needless to say, what happens to that mandri by receiving all that love and affection and attention from Radharani for simply a small foot massage? All she did was massage Radharani's feet, and she got a loving embrace from Radharani and a kiss on the forehead or cheek or whatever, and so much thrilled and rewarded. Yeya tamam prapadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna tells in Gita, as you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So that's Krishna. So what to speak of Krunamayi Radha? As we surrender unto her and serve her, how much she'll reward us and bless us? More than even Krishna can. Because the blessing potency of Krishna is Radharani. The Karuna potency of Krishna is Radharani. The Doya potency of Krishna is Radharani. So she's the very origin and reservoir and ocean of all Doya. Doya Nidhi, Karuna Sindhu. You've heard this term, Karuna Sindhu, Doya Nidhi. That's compassion, mercy, kindness is a power. It's a Shakti. So all like Vidya Shakti, Karuna Shakti, these are all powers and potencies. Prasya Shaktir Vividaya Shriyate Svabhaviki Jnana Bhalakriya Cha. In the Shvetasvara Upanishad, he describes it Bhagavan, Vishnu, Ram, Krishna. He has so many unlimited varieties, Ananta Shakti, but the reservoir, origin, and repository of all those Shaktis is Srimati Radharani herself, Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. So she's expressing so much daya, compassion for her mandris. Thus, in so many ways, Daya Nidhi Radhe, Kripa Mayi Kishori, is showering her mercy on her beloved handmaidens. So this is the first point of the verse. Radha Kripa Patra. And this is mentioned in the first line. Nija Praneshvarya Yad Api Dayani Dayanayayam Itimam. Dayanayayam means worthy of pity, but it other translators translate it as Daya, compassion, the recipient of compassion or mercy. Another way to say that is Radha Kripa Patra. Means Patra means recipient. Those who have received or attained the mercy and kindness of Srimati Radharani. So who is a Radha Kripa Patra? Do you know anyone that's a Radha Kripa Patra? Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone? Do you have a mirror in your pocketbook? You have a mirror? You can go like this, oh, take it out and go like this. Then you'll find the answer. Who's Radha Kripa Patra means who's received Radharani's mercy? Anyone who's visiting Vrindavan for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 year. What to speak of living, it means that that lady devotee, that man devotee, whomever, they are Radha Kripa Patra. They are recipients of Radharani's direct mercy. No matter how stupid they are, no matter how fallen they are, no matter how offensive they are, how envious they are, or how greedy or lusty or whatever they are definitely, they are many things. We are many things. But there's also one thing we all are. Radha Kripa Patra. We're recipients of Radharani's mercy. Like you may see some person, some lady or gentleman, you don't like them. Oh, this lady I don't like. And this man I don't like. Or this devotee lady I don't like. Or this devotee man. So you tell all the reasons why you don't like them. You tell all the reasons why I don't like this lady, or don't like this man devotee. But then if you're intelligent, you'll say, well, wait a minute. There's one good thing about that person. They're also, like me, they're also living in Vrindavan. They're also living in the Dham. And like me, they're also conditioned souls. And like me, they're not liberated. And like me, they have so many faults. And like me, they have so many, they make so many aparads. And like me, she, he, we, they, all of us are recipients of Radharani's mercy. Radha Kripa Patra. So this Radharani's mercy has been extended to us by the Guru Kripa He Kevalam. Radharani's ocean, Radharani's Karuna Sindhu, her Dhaya Nidhi, has been extended to us and offered to us only by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. The Sadma, the wealth the Guru has, the Kevala Bhakti Sadma, that he has Kevala Bhakti. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti. He has in his feet, and as the wealth of Kevala Bhakti, pure bhakti. So the Guru has made us fortunate and wealthy by extending to us and giving us an access and opportunity to receive Radharani's mercy. Any questions on this point before we go to the second point? So the second point is the mood. Of course, the theme or the title of this verse is the loyalty of the mandaris. So basically, the key players in this verse, there's three players practically in every verse. There's three personalities. There's Radha, the mandaris, and Krishna. There's the Vibhava Lamban Prem Vishai, Vibhav Alamban Prem Ashray. The Prem Vishai, the object of love, is Krishna. And the reservoir is of love. The source of the love, you can say, is the Prem Ashray. Shelter of love is Radharani, the Sakis, and all the devotees of Braj. So here Krishna has played a role here in the first part of the verse. I mean, the full verse actually, he's very much present here. But the emphasis here on this particular verse, as most all these verses, because they're describing about the Manjaris and the Sakis, I mean Kingaris and Manjaris and their sevas, their relationship with Radharani, their bhav, their moods, their feelings, their loyalty, their attitude, their thinking, their acting. Many wonderful and beautiful things are being described here, all these verses, on all different levels of the psychology of a Manjari, the heart of a Manjari, the form of a Manjari, the activities and sevas of Manjaris. So it's very focused and concentrated subject matter. All right, there's no question, so I'll go on to the second point. Second point is the mood or attitude of the Manjaris, and that's everything, because that's called bhav, gopi bhav. Everyone's heard of gopi bhav. Gopi bhav angikara. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's so many verses, this one especially, says gopi bhav angikara. It's in Lord Chaitanya's describing his mission, Krishna's Kaviraj is describing, and he says, Lord Chaitanya has come to induce everyone to gopi bhav angikara, to accept gopi bhav. Anarpita chrim chayat kanana yavatiran kalo. The next lila we will hear illustrates a very extraordinary way in which Radhika shows both her mercy, karuna, daya, and her appreciation for her beloved Manjari maidservants. Here's the lila. One day, Priya Priyatam, Radhasham, were enjoying their pastimes in Vrindavan. And Saraswati Pad, or Sri, this author of the book, in his Manjari Sarup, he envisions himself and meditates that he was carefully massaging Radhika's lotus feet, as I mentioned, Pada Samvahan. Being very satisfied with that Manjari's seva, Radharani was thinking, oh, this Manjari is serving so nicely. She's rubbing my feet with so much affection and love, so carefully, and she's pressing. She's pressing my feet in just the right way in different spots and parts of my feet that I'm feeling so relaxed and so healthy and happy from the touch of her hands. I feel as though the Krishna himself is directly massaging my feet. There's so much love in the Manjari's touch, so much care. Anjana. Radhe Radhe. Swagatam. Dhanavad. Jai Shri Radhe. Just came out of the Leela. Anyone's in the Leela, you're in the Leela, and your Dasi is in the Leela. All day long, thinking of Leela, painting Leela. He's an artist, famous artist, Anjana, and his dear wife. Amazing. You're already there. You're already there. Kripakaro. You're there. We should beg at their feet. The artists are fully there. Anything here going on, that's just some tail. Monkey has long tail, some monkeys, you know. The tail, that's part of the body, but it's so backside, you know. Like the langur monkey, that tail that goes way out the back. Just side point. In other words, this is, so we don't, it's not there. So anyway, this is a beautiful, Radharani's very satisfied with the seva of the Manjari, massaging her feet. So she decided to give the Manjari a special reward. This is in the Kunja, it's after Rasa dance, and Radha and Krishna were dancing so vigorously and exuberantly and ebulliently and ecstatically, and your feet get tired. and legs get tired, so the mantras are giving them a very relaxing massage and very energizing massage so they can feel good again. So then Radharani's thinking, how at this moment we're in the kunja, the mantras here with me, Shyam Sundara is here with me, and just the three of us are here. And how can I reward this mantra? I'm so thrilled and happy and satisfied and pleased with her service. So then she's thinking. Then with her eyes, Radharani gives a hint to Shyam. Says, hey Shyam, see this mantra here? Just massage my feet. Why don't you kiss and embrace that mantra? So Krishna, he sees that signal from Radharani's eyes. Krishna's with Radharani. There's no Sakhi anywhere in Braj. What to speak of a mantra, because they're a little less attractive. Mantras are very attractive, but a little less attractive than the Sakhis, like Lalita Vishaka. And the mantras are very delicious, but a little less delicious than the Sakhis. It's just a little less. Very attractive, very sweet, very exciting, but not as much as a Sakhi. So Krishna doesn't, no interest. Because Radharani's asking him and requesting him. So then Krishna knows, all right, I know that this mantra is exclusively devoted to Radharani's lotus feet. And I know that this mantra is dearer to Radharani than even her sakis like Lalita and Vishaka. But since this is Radharani's wish, and Krishna is Nagarendra, Nagar means lover, or he's the Nagarendra, he's the king of lovers, Shyam thinks, this maidservant is the object of mercy for the mistress of my life, Nija Praneshwari, what was the phrase? Daya. That this mantra is the object of Radharani's kindness. Shyam is thinking that. So then Krishna kisses that mantra and gives that dasi a great treasure of his of astonishing affection by intoxicating her and kissing her and embracing her. And that's, of course, described here. Mahushchumbat yalingati surata madhya madhyati. Surata means intimate, erotic pleasures, enjoyments. Chumba means kissing. Alingati means praying, embracing. So he intoxicates with the wine of arrows. So this, he does this, Krishna does all this simply to reveal and announce to the world the unique mood and attitude of Radharani's maidservants. After Krishna embraces and kisses and intoxicates the mantra on the order of Radharani, how does that mantra respond? What does she think and feel? Then Sripad answers this question by saying this. The mantra is thinking, all right, it is Radharani's wish. So even though Krishna may softly kiss me, embrace me, and intoxicate me with the wine of Eros, O Radhe, listen, O Sri Radhe, my mind always remains absorbed only in the wonderful taste of serving your lotus feet. And that's the last line. Tava seva Sri Radhe Padarasa Vilase Mama Mana. Tava seva Sri Radha Padarasa Vilase. Tava seva Sri Radhe. Tava seva Sri Radhe means, O Sri Radhe, Tava seva, your seva alone. Padarasa Vilase Mama Mana. My mind is always desiring. My mind is always thinking. My mind is always thinking. My mind is always willing. My mind is always planning. My mind is always arranging how to engage in the Padarasa Vilase. Sri Radhe Padavilase Pararasa Vilase, that pastime of relishing the ras. Imagine ras, pararas, ras coming from the feet. Generally you think ras means some liquid. Ras means liquid. Rasoham asokonteya. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Water, ras, rasam. Rasam. And we take means liquid water. Soup is called rasam. Ras, taste. But pararase. He says, pararase vilase. Oh, Shri Radhe, pararase vilase. Oh, Shri Radhe, I want to relish the taste, the sweet taste, that taste. I want that ras. I don't want the surata madayati rase. I don't want to relish that madhya, that madhavika madhya. Madhavika means like kandambari. Kandambari means honey wine, flower wine from the kandamba flowers. Kadamba pushpa and shahad. Kadamba flowers and honey mixed together with water and fermented makes a kadambari. Kadambari is a honey wine. So the surata, erotic, intimate, conjugal pastimes with man and woman, is a type of ras. It's a type of mada. Madayati means a type of intoxication, an inconceivably, unlimitedly joyful thrill. Surata, madvya, madavika, madayati. But the mantra is saying, okay, you send Krishna to intoxicate me with that wine, that rasa, that madhavika rase, that taste of that eros of surata. But frankly, honestly speaking, I'm not interested. I would rather have Sri Radhe Pararasa, Pararasa Vilase, Mama Mana. My mind is thinking that. How many women's minds are thinking of the feet of God? How many men's minds are thinking of the feet of God? Yes, I want to relish the rust, that nectar, that flow, that intoxicating joy and of serving and loving Krishna's feet and Radha's feet. Very extraordinary indeed. So this is how the Manjari is responding after Radharani, because Radharani's testing, it's a pariksha. It's a Manjari, Kinkari pariksha. It's a witnessing, or you can say examination. You have an examination in school. So Radharani's examining, what is the loyalty of my Manjaris? So this is being described, this pastime. Tavasteva Shirade Padarasi Vilase Mama Mana. Just see, as I said, the theme of this verse is the loyalty of the Manjaris. So just see the loyalty, the steadfast, unshakable, loving attachment of Sri Radha's maidservants to her Padarasa Vilas. The sweet leelas and sweet taste of bliss attained by serving her lotus feet. And Madhav Mahotsav by Sri Jiva Goswami in the 7th chapter, verse 131, he confirms that Kasturi Manjari, who is Krishna's Kaviraj, Rati Manjari and Rupa Manjari, etc., they have taken a vow to renounce the desire for Krishna's embraces. They've taken a vow. So and that vow is mentioned there in chapter 7, 131. Who is Jiva Goswami? Jiva Goswami in Gaur Leela is Jiva Goswami, but in Krishna Leela is Sri Vilas Manjari. So Sri Vilas Manjari is describing about Kasturi Manjari. Who's Kasturi Manjari? Krishna's Kaviraj. And who is Rati Manjari? Rati Manjari is generally thought of to be Raghunath Das, but he's also more often known as Tulsi Manjari. Then Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. So there, Vilas Manjari, Jiva Goswami is talking about the vow, the brata, the vow promise of these Sakis and Manjaris and all of them. Bakaripu pariramba swara vancha viraktim vrattam. It says brata. Vancha viraktim vrattam. Ivasaki Karti Swali Sokaika Trishna Phalam Alabhata Kastur Kasturi Adir Ali Sakinam Harivan Vararaje Sinchate Tam Yad Adya. The Sakis, maidservants like Kasturi and others, have all taken a vow. Vancha Viraktim Vratam. Virakti means renunciation, tyag. Vancha. Vancha Viraktim. They desire what? There's Vrata. They've taken a brat of renunciation. It says, they have taken a vow to renounce the desire to relish Krishna's embrace. Parirambha Swad. Parirambha Swad. Vancha Virakti. Oh, Parirambha. Parirambha means to be completely enveloped in Krishna's arms, completely tightly, lovingly embraced by Krishna. Oh, I want Alingata Virakti. Prema Lingata Virakti. I completely renounce the desire of embracing or being embraced by Krishna. And they only want to see Radha happy by seeing that she meets Krishna and having attained. And they have the Sakis, they have attained the results of their vow in the great kingdom of Harivan. Harivan Vararajye Sinchate Tam Yad Adya. The Phalam, Phalam Alabhata. This is a very beautiful. This is further emphasis on the extreme and complete loyalty of the mantris to Radharani. And this verse is announcing like the beating of a Dundavi drum, the Radharani's maidservants, even when Radharani sends Krishna directly to them, because Radharani also sends Krishna to the Sakis, the Lita Vishaka. Oh, I'm very tired, I want to rest. Radharani sends Krishna to the Sakis. Oh, go to the Sakis, enjoy them, and let them be happy in serving you. And Krishna goes there, and they follow that recommend that order of Radharani, and they enjoy with Krishna. And they enjoy the Surata Madhvya Madhyati. But when she does the same thing with her mandris, and she indicates in the kunja, oh Krishna, enjoy with my mandris, and he attempts to, they say, oh, no, my mind is not there. They refuse. They passively accept Krishna's love and embrace, and they experience something. But then they tell Radharani, I'm your servant. Whatever you want is what I want. If you want Krishna to embrace me, then let Krishna embrace me, kiss me. But if you ask me what I want, then they'll say, I want Shri Tava Shri Radhe Padarase Vilase Mama Mana. Mama Mana means Vancha. My Vancha, my desire is Tava Shri Radhe Padarase Vilase. I want that Vilas. I want that wonderful, joyful pastime of the taste, the rasa swarana, seva rasa swaran, to taste that blissful joy of serving your lotus feet. That's all I want. And there's further corroboration of that point given in Madha Mahotsava and so many other writings of Vishnu Chakravarti and Rupa Goswami, etc. So I'll read the verse again. Nija praneshvaya yad api daya niyayam iti imam muhushchum bat yalingati suratamadvya marayati Vichitram snehardim rachayati tatap yadbhuta gates taveva shiradhe padarasa vilase mama mana. Although Radharani, listen, although Krishna may softly kiss me, embrace me, and intoxicate me with the wine of Eros, showing a wonderful treasure of affection for me, Vichitram sneha ardim rachayati. Vichitram means wonderful, sneha, affection. Knowing me to be the object of the queen of his life's mercy, still, Sri Radhe, listen, my mind always lives and always remains in the wonderful flavors of your serving your lotus feet, the Padarasa Vilase. So this is the conclusion of verse 56, which is really a very key point in Mandri's Srup Sadhana to understand the extreme loyalty of Radharani's Mandris. And this is surely the greatest test or examination is when Nagarendra Shamsundar comes to seduce them and enjoy most intimately with them, then they mildly accept because it's Radharani's wish. But other times, sometimes Krishna, you see in Ujjala Nilamani, Krishna approaches Mani Manjari And he tries to enjoy with her, and she says, no, no, I belong to Radharani, what are you doing? So in other instances where it's just Krishna, and he says to her, and other sakis are there, see, look, there's no one around here. Many sakis, when Krishna comes, even the other sakis are encouraging. Mani Manjari, it's all right, it's in Ujjala Nilamani. Krishna, so many, look, Radharani's not here, there's so many sakis whenever Krishna comes, they enjoy with Krishna, it's all right. But then Mani Manjari says, no, I don't care. This is a lonely place, Radharani's here, but and I'm loyal to my Radharani. So this is the basic presentation of the six Goswamis and our Gaudiya Siddhanta, that the Manjari is so loyal because of their extreme and pure loyalty to Radharani, then they win the complete heart's affection and attention of Swamini Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Shyam.